And now that you're relaxed, in your mind's eye, imagine a small group of children hiking in the woods with their grade school class. And they're examining leaves and looking for butterfly eggs. And they took their time and looked closely at many leaves in order to find the eggs. And then their science teacher, who was guiding their hike, explained how first a caterpillar hatches from an egg. In fact, she told them the butterfly lays her eggs on the very leaf that the caterpillar will want to eat when it's born. And the children watched as the extremely small and very hungry caterpillar hatched from its egg. And it immediately stuffed itself, eating the entire leaf that it was born onto. And they learned that it would instantly start growing and expanding. And the children were surprised when the teacher explained that because the caterpillar's skin does not stretch or grow, it sheds the outgrown skin several times as it continues to grow. And as she listened, one student had a curious thought. What would it be like, she wondered, to be that caterpillar emerging as a butterfly? And in her imagination, she became the caterpillar. She stopped eating and hung upside down from a twig and spun herself a silky cocoon within its protecting casing. And she radically transformed her body, eventually emerging as a butterfly. And from the outside, the other student saw a caterpillar that it looked like it was just resting. But she could feel the activity going on inside. And she could feel the cells working to create the butterfly. Certain cells forming into eyes, and other cells forming its wings, its legs, and so on. And somehow, she knew that this was time to come for something to automatically trigger her cells to begin transforming. And she could sense her short, stubby, wingless body, and within her cocoon, her old body parts were undergoing a remarkable transformation to become the beautiful butterfly.